Dreamscape presents To Be Honest by Michael Levitin, narrated by the author. To Mom and Dad and Eve and all the others who managed to love me even when I was most unpleasantly myself. Prologue. This was the end of the honest days. I'd held out my whole life, but even I had to admit it was time to surrender and start lying. I wasn't sure what I could stomach. My three previous attempts at falsity, one at age 5, one again at 18, and a third at 26, one lie each decade, had been nauseating. But I had to at least try. My moment of truth was my moment of untruth. I slumped on the couch in the low light of the Brooklyn apartment Eve and I had shared until a few months before. I'd intentionally left on only one dim lamp. I'd always prided myself on being able to face anything, no matter how painful, but I couldn't look at the world Eve and I had built together over the last 7 years. The vintage vanity I'd given her where she got ready every morning, her easel and paintings and drawings and musical instruments everywhere, the dining table we'd made by attaching a walnut tabletop to the wrought iron base of a 1930s Singer sewing machine. I couldn't bear to look, so I sat in the dark. Authenticity was supposed to attract the rare people who would appreciate me for who I really was. That was how it had felt with Eve. But my terrible sincerity had eventually poisoned us, just as it had poisoned everything else. There were no support groups for people who wanted to be less honest. Therapy was about speaking your truth, not shutting up for once. Whatever advice everybody else needed, I needed the opposite. I brought a pen and paper to the sewing machine table, sat down, and wrote myself some new rules. Hide your feelings. Avoid answering questions. No one really wants to know. When someone claims to like honesty, don't believe it. To them, the word has a different meaning. Do not be yourself. These rules struck me as comically stupid, the worst possible advice. I wanted to call Eve and ask her what she thought, but I reminded myself that calling my ex-girlfriend to update her about how I was dealing with our breakup was a perfect example of the sort of thing I needed to stop doing. Despite having inspired thousands of grimaces, glares, and uneasy retreats, it still surprised me that my honesty bothered people so much. Even as I clutched that pen to begin training my brain to lie, my mind Rolodexed through dozens of famous quotes about how great it felt to speak your truth. So many people never said what they most longed to say. Someone once told me she wished for a day that no one else would remember, a day to tell everyone what she really thought. For me, every day was that free. Telling the truth felt like singing, but it also made most people want to strangle me. Everyone else was well acquainted with the countless reasons to hold tongues and plug ears, but I couldn't fathom them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?